For all coordinators, The American Way. July 17, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. It is becoming apparent that the influx of new people isn't being handled well enough in terms of sorting and shunting. We've been trying to save everyone, but some people just don't want to take up the burdens of self-governance. They want a corporate structure and a top-down government that tells them what to do and how to do it, and which nursemaids them 24/7. They want a king or a manager or a director or a coordinator sitting up on top dictating and taking responsibility for their every move, and that just isn't the American way. We need to get serious about talking to new recruits and giving them the three choices up front, so that they know what their options are and can sort out for themselves where they need to be. Here are the three choices. Choice 1, join your American State Assembly. Stand up as an American and declare and record your political status as someone who is self-governing and owed all the constitutional guarantees and all proper exemptions, build up your state assembly, and enjoy the protection of the public law. Be responsible for your American government and its proper functioning. Live up to being worthy of independence. Choice 2, join the local district assembly. Accept the status of a British subject and agree to give up your land and other material possessions to the Queen to use as chattel property, relinquish your constitutional guarantees, agree to be counted as a British territorial US citizen, and live under foreign statutory law, either as a ward of the state or as an indentured servant. Give up responsibility for your government and do whatever you are told to do. Choice 3, join the local municipal district assembly. Accept the status of a papist municipal citizen of the United States, give all natural rights, titles and interests you have to the Pope, and agree to act as a slave belonging to the Roman municipal government. Be liable for all the debts of the U.S. incorporated and be subject to all municipal laws, codes, and statutes, both written and unwritten. Give up all constitutional guarantees and all responsibility for governing yourself and do whatever you are told to do. Next, we need to give them the straight-up news that our assemblies don't function like corporations. There is no chief executive officer, no strict compartmentalization, no rising through the ranks. We do things in terms of functions and everyone works together. They need to firmly understand this and understand that we conduct our business through committees, that our chairmen are spokespersons, not CEOs, and we each take responsibility for getting the assembly set up and working. If they are going to act as Americans, they should not expect or demand endless handholding. The information is there for them in "You Know Something Is Wrong When," and many, many searchable articles and other books. As Americans, they will be expected to show initiative and learn about their own history and government, and to teach others. Gossiping, power-mongering, deceit, malfeasance, scamming, stealing, obstructing, causing conflict, infighting, suggesting or planning violence of any kind, commandeering meetings, disrupting the smooth flow of business, verbally or physically threatening or otherwise abusing other people in the assembly, are all causes for disciplinary action, removal from public meetings, and loss of attendance for a period of time. We are trying to get away from the violence and competitiveness of the corporations and build a family and community-centered government based on the principles expressed by the Declaration of Independence. Suggest that newcomers take the time to sit down and read the Declaration of Independence so that they have a renewed vision of what their government is about and the evils it is intended to prevent. Please explain that assembling an assembly has six principal goals. 1. Educate, educate, educate. 2. Declare and record political status. 3. Participate in the General Assembly and discuss in state issues. 4. If eligible to act as a state citizen at this time, participate in the International Business Assembly to decide interstate and foreign issues. 5. Build up and staff your public court system, serve as jurors. 6. Build up and staff your assembly militia. This effort begins first, last, and always with educating more and more Americans about their history, the law, and government, so they can restore the government they are owed and operate it responsibly. If they are whining and fearful and overwhelmed and not willing to take on the challenges of Reconstruction, show them the three choices again, and if they don't think it's their cup of tea, by all means, encourage them to go down the street and join the district assembly or the municipal assembly instead. Better that than to welcome them in and have to fight with their corporate indoctrination and dependency syndrome for the next 10 years. We offer them back their inheritance along with the responsibility that goes with it. We have to expect that some people like or need the comfortable slavery of the nanny state and are unwilling to accept the challenges of self-governance. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Rights website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Rights website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.